has spoken. He will make all things brand new, and he will carry you. Each burden has a resting place. Every heartache has a home. Where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders.
On the King's shoulders, that's the Steels. And that'll wrap things up for the Gospel Greats. I hope you enjoyed our visit with the Down East Boys. You can find out more about the quartet on social media or by visiting their website, downeastboys.com. All of the music heard on the program today is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you'd like to make a request for a future program, please give us a call on our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, we'll be counting down the top 20 songs that will appear in the November edition of the Singing News Magazine. Don't miss it. I'm Rodney Balcombe. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the big story continues to be the unusual warmth here across the Midwest. The sustained south wind flow plus some sunshine will be boosting temperatures a good 25 degrees above normal the next couple of days. Might even be a few records in the region. Otherwise, quiet conditions continue. The next chance of a few sprinkles would be Tuesday as a weak system approaches, and even a chance of a stray shower late Tuesday night into early Wednesday when a strong cold front barrels across the region. But precipitation amounts look very minor, probably a trace to a few hundredths of an inch at the most. We will see sharply colder conditions blow in Wednesday into early Thursday, but it really won't last too long as southwest winds return by Thursday evening and pull temperatures back in above normal by Friday and Saturday. There could be another front coming through the area Saturday morning with a chance of showers. Here's that forecast now for today. Partly cloudy to sunny, unseasonably warm, rather breezy too. High near 81. Southwest wind 8 to 18 miles an hour. Keep in mind the fire danger remains high. Tonight, mostly clear, low 50. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy, quite balmy and breezy. High once again about 81. Southwest wind 10 to 15. Monday night, partly cloudy, low at 50. Tuesday, mix of sun and clouds, still mild, with an isolated light shower or sprinkle possible, high in the mid-70s. For Wednesday, slight chance of light showers early in the morning, partly sunny, blustery, and much cooler, low 46, with a high of 58. Thursday, partly sunny, slight chance of a light shower in the evening, low 28, high 57. Friday, somewhat warmer, with quite a bit of sunshine, lows in the 30s, high near 64. Saturday, variably cloudy and mild, 40% chance of light showers, especially the first half of the day, high at 67. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at RichlandCountyBank.com.
It is a sunny 45 degrees, up from a morning low of 43. Yesterday's high was 74 and no precipitation. Record high for this date set in 1953 at 86, a record low 16 set in 1952. Last year on this day, our high was 63, our low 43. Sunset today will be at 6:11, sunrise tomorrow at 7:22. No precipitation as the barometer holds steady at 30.17, and we have light east winds. Again, it's 45 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today, sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town & Country TV & Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Passages will be holding an annual event on Tuesday, October 22nd at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. The event, Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, is held in memory of Beverly Burns, who did so much to help others. Chris Simonson is president of the Board for Passages.
Bev was such an important part of Passages for so many years as an advocate for those in need, especially as a legal advocate, working with people when they had court dates, whether it was for a restraining order or whatever. Bev knew what was happening legally for them and would advocate for them and let them know, okay, here is what you are allowed to do under the law, and these are the type of things that we should be requesting of the judge, and those sort of things. So Bev was more than an advocate to the people who were most in need. And she was just, again, as I say, such a significant part of Passages for over 20 years.
The event is important, especially for Passages, which helps victims of abuse in Richland, Vernon, and Crawford counties. Jessica Brown is the program director for Passages.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely important for us to get back in the community, let them know that we are still here, but also remembering Bev and what great work she did for our agency. We are open and helping victims and survivors every day. We're here to support the community. We have great work going on right now in our Crawford County. We have an amazing advocate there. She is doing great work, and hopefully we are going to be picking back up in the other two counties that we serve.
The event will get underway at 5 and will last until 7:30. In addition to the walk, there will be food vendors, guest speakers, other activities, and music.
We're going to have the Pink Whiskey Band. They're based out of Prairie du Chien. Our Crawford County advocate helped find this band in the area. They are donating their time for us to come play. And we'll also have face painting for the kids as well. I have a few ladies that have volunteered their time to come and do the face painting. It'll be a great event.
The walk will take place on the Rotary Light Path in the park. Chris Simonson says that there will be a special feature along the path.
Added to that loop for the walk, those of you who have been there, you know that there are some things that were set up by the Brewer Library to put pages from books there. So, you know, you can read stories as you walk through that, and they would change them every so often. We have survivors' stories that are going to be placed along that walk for people to read.
All proceeds will support the Grateful Scholarship in memory of Bev Burns. Passages invites everyone to Bev's Walk and Believing Every Victim Tuesday at Kroska Park in Richland Center. More information about the event and Passages can be found at passagesrc.org. Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Hoot Gibson, will be offered at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum today in Sparta. Hoot Gibson was an astronaut hired in 1978 during the first class not selected by Deke Slayton in 20 years. During Gibson's 18-year career at NASA, he flew five missions, four of them as mission commander, aboard the space shuttles Challenger, Columbia, Atlantis, and Endeavour. Gibson's final space flight was the first mission to meet and dock with the Russian space station Mir in 1995. Sharing Space with Deke, a live virtual conversation with astronaut Hoot Gibson, will be held this afternoon from 3 to 4. You can attend in person at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or by Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets can be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources joins the nation in celebrating Forest Products Week, October 20th through the 26th. The week recognizes the people who work in and care for our forests, the industry workers who make the forest products we depend on, and the many ways forest products contribute to Wisconsin's economy and quality of life. Wisconsin's forest products industry contributes $37.8 billion in total economic value to the state and ranks second nationally for production value. The industry also ranks sixth nationally in generating forestry employment, with more than 123,000 jobs in the state. Forest products are not only important to Wisconsin economy, but they positively impact our lives, from paper products to lumber. Forest products also play a vital role in mitigating the changing climate. Trees store carbon, offsetting greenhouse gas emissions while they are growing, and they retain the stored carbon throughout the useful life for forest products. Forest Products Week recognizes the industry workers who harvest, transport, and transform logs into valuable products, and the woodland owners and professional foresters who care for the 17 million acres of forest in Wisconsin to ensure that they provide raw forest materials while also offering recreational opportunities and ecosystem services such as clean water and air. Learn more about the economic importance of Wisconsin forest products on the DNR website. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The title reads, Pheasants Are Prize When Season Opens Saturday. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to an article in the Muscatay Progressive dated October 15, 1964, now over 60 years ago, are you old enough to recall hunting opportunities around the Richland County area? The story reads as follows. The final opening of the various small game seasons in Wisconsin is noon this Saturday when pheasants, rabbits, and raccoons become legal game. Pheasant hunting, limited mainly to the public hunting grounds, and the stocked birds will get most of the attention. Birds are stocked in Avoca in Iowa County and north of Gotham for Richland County in the area by the Conservation Department and local conservation clubs. Rabbits are expected to be in short supply again this year. Some ridge farmers have been reporting seeing pheasants recently, an unusual condition, as mostly the birds are stocked and concentrated in the river bottoms. A check with the Conservation Department revealed that the hill birds have not been stocked by that organization. The opening of duck season last Saturday provided good shooting for many hunters, with mallards in good supply and several goose kills reported from their blinds. Go Wild agent WI.gov has pheasant season in 2024 statewide opening October 19th at 9 a.m. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering then President George W. Bush giving a campaign speech at Richland Center High School the year 2004, now 20 years ago.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today is Sunday, October 20th. Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died October 10th after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held at noon today at Mount Zion Pub Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center, died October 12th at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held at from 1 to 5 today at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrantz, 69, of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontal temporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held today from 2 to 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrantz, 69, of Richland Center. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca, died Tuesday, October 15th at the Richland Hospital. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. The mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center today from 3 until 6. Friends may also call at the church on Monday from 10 until the time of mass at 11 with a rosary at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family or grace. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca. Ava Lou Anier, 88, of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center, died on Tuesday, October 15th at Hospice Alliance in Pleasant Prairie. A funeral service will be held on Monday at noon at the Polnasic Daniels Funeral Home in Union Grove. Friends may call at the Polnasic Daniels Funeral Home on Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Ava Lou Anier, 88, of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville, died October 12th after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg on Monday from 4:30 until 8, where a rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now.
save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Well, we have a nice selection of birthday and anniversary wishes that we want to send out on this Sunday, October 20th. Happy birthday wishes going out to my mom, Lynn Wirtz, from your loving daughter. Happy birthday as well to Grandma Lynn Wirtz today from Roman and Valerie. Happy birthday to granddaughter Tammy Newberry from Grandpa Newberry. From Grandma Newberry. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Joanne Baxter, Andy Knudsen, Chris McHenry, Jody Miles, Scott Sprague, and Lynn Wirtz from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy birthday wishes today going out to Tammy Wheelock, Barry Roguehair, Brock Martinick, Mike Stafford, Diane Siefkis, and Nancy Clausius from the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday today to Joe Dickman and Martin Krulatz from the Bloom City Town Crier. Birthday wishes going out today as well to Martin Krulatz from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday to Emerson Fruit, Carter Halverson, and Amara Olson on behalf of the Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday today to Jodine Hosmanic from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Happy birthday today to Judy Green from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday as well today to Dan Wankerl from the Durst Cousins. Best wishes for a great day today. Happy birthday. Wishings and blessings going out to Joanne Baxter from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Happy 60th birthday to David Hausner with love from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday once more to Emerson Fruit today from Mom, Dad, Finley, and Scarlett. Birthday wishes today going out to Barry Zegon from the Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary today to Jennifer and Bart Liebfried from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary as well to Mark and Rachel Turgeson from the Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary today to Dan and Denise Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also, happy anniversary to Dan and Denise Durst today from Lori and the guys. To all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it is a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports is sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
There you go. And as we take a look at our sports for today, well, it was a big day yesterday for the Wisconsin Badger men's football team as Tawny Rock Walker ran for 126 yards in another big performance. Braden Locke threw for a touchdown and ran for a score, and Wisconsin ended up beating Northwestern 23-3. The Badgers came away with another easy win, locking down the Wildcats after pummeling Purdue and Rutgers by a combined 94-13. Walker, coming off a career-best 198-yard outburst against Rutgers, delivered again. He carried 23 times, including a 24-yarder that helped set up Wisconsin's first touchdown. Facing a defense that was 9th in the nation against the run, Locke threw for 160 yards, completing 14 of 24 with an interception in his fourth start since Tyler Van Dyke was injured in a loss to Alabama September 14th. He also ran for an 8-yard touchdown that made it 7-0 early in the second quarter. The Packers return to action today as they will be taking on Houston, and that will have a noon kickoff with a 10 o'clock pregame time. You can hear it today right here on WRCO FM 100.9. Also in sports, Juan Soto hit a three-run homer with two outs in the 10th inning, and the New York Yankees advanced to the 41st World Series by beating the Cleveland Guardians 5-2 in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series. Baseball's biggest brand is going back to October's main stage. Soto, who was acquired in a 7-player trade with San Diego in December, moved the Bronx Bombers into position with one big swing. Cleveland's unexpected season ended short of the World Series, adding another year to the franchise's title drought stretching to since 1948. Also in sports, Luke Altmaier threw for a touchdown and ran for another, leading number 22 Illinois to a 21-7 victory over number 24 Michigan. Tanner Arkin caught a 2-yard touchdown pass from Altmaier in the second quarter and raced for 36 yards on a fake punt in the third to set up Altmaier's 1-yard touchdown run. Illinois is now 6-1 overall and 3-1 in the Big Ten after beating Michigan for the first time since 2009. The Illinois had lost 6 straight to the Wolverines. Michigan is 4-3 and 2-2 and has lost back-to-back games for the first time since 2020. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. WRCO.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what. of all nature and all created things, of all wisdom and all the ways of men. You were here before the world began. Of all kingdoms, of all
thank you. words that you have spoken, promises that burn within my heart have now grown dim. With a doubting heart I follow the paths of earthly wisdom. Forgive me for my unbelief, renew the fire again. Lord,
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Polls show a virtual tie 16 days from Election Day. ABC political director Rick Klein has the latest.
This race has not been upended, but it has narrowed. Right now, about a two-point edge in the popular vote, according to the polling average at 538. It hasn't been much more than that for a while, but there has been the slightest bit of movement toward Donald Trump. And in a close race, every tiny bit of a percentage point could matter.
Former President Trump is spending his second straight day in Pennsylvania, while Vice President Harris has an event in Georgia for the second day in a row.